Hello and welcome from my side to the talk Pira Performance Instrumentation Refinement Automation. My name is Jan-Patrick or JP Lair and I am the principal developer of Pira. If you want to receive updates about the project, you can follow me on Twitter using the handle at JP Lair. So let's first look at why we started to work on Pira. So we consider the performance engineering workflow, which can be carried out throughout the lifecycle of a target application. Now, if we look at this cyclic workflow picture, basically, we see that we have different stages of this workflow. Where considering a target application, you typically conduct performance measurement, which is then followed by performance analysis and subsequent performance tuning or potential performance exploration. Now, we focus with Pira on the first two steps, meaning performance measurement and performance analysis. You have the challenges that you want to determine and minimize the impact of the measurement on the recorded data themselves, and you also want to identify important regions and determine the limiting factors of those regions. And if we look at currently existing tools, we can then, for example, pick ScoreP as a most recent instrumentation-based tool. So here we determine the influence of measurement for ScoreP, and we pick the spec CPU benchmarks with a collection of C and C++ benchmarks. Now, we see that the automatic ScoreP instrumentation has a significantly large runtime overhead in 10 out of 14 cases, ranging from 3.1 to 420x slowdown on the application. Now, ScoreP offers a built-in filtering mechanism, which, if we apply it, we can reduce the large runtime overhead in two cases to acceptable limits. However, we are still far out of acceptable limits in 8 out of 14 cases. Now, this observation led us to the goal of Pira, which is that we automatically want to eliminate irrelevant functions from the measurement to present only relevant ones to the analyst, as typically the irrelevant functions are also contributing much of the runtime overhead. And we do this by first performing whole program analysis to identify promising regions where we want to place measurement probes, and then in a second step, refine the probe placement in an iterative fashion using both profiling information and still the static information from the program. And for these two steps, we created MetaCG, which is an annotatable whole program call graph representation, and we then Pira itself, which performs the driver and the analysis and the application of these heuristics. So let's start by looking into MetaCG. MetaCG is, as I said, an annotatable call graph library that is actually independent of the compiler. It allows the annotation with user-defined metadata per function, as we can see in the example, which lists the basic static information that Pira uses for the heuristics, which is the number of statements within a function. It also provides import and export functionality of the CG, which makes it reusable across different